We'll Meet Again by Mary Higgins Clark. Read by Shelley Thompson. Prologue. The state of Connecticut will prove that Molly Carpenter Lash, with the intent to cause the death of her husband, Dr. Gary Lash, did, in fact, cause his death. That as he sat at his desk, his back to her, she shattered his skull with a heavy bronze sculpture. That she then left him to bleed to death as she went upstairs to their bedroom and fell asleep. The reporter seated behind the defendant scribbled furiously, roughing out the articles they would have to file in just a couple of hours if they were to meet their deadlines. The veteran columnist from Women's News Weekly began inking her usual gushing prose. The trial of Molly Carpenter Lash, charged with the murder of her husband, Gary, opened this morning in the mellow dignity of the courtroom in historic Stamford, Connecticut. Media from all over the country were covering the trial. The New York Post reporter was jotting down a description of Molly's appearance, noting in particular how she had dressed for her first day in court. What a knockout, he thought. A remarkable blend of classy and gorgeous. It was not a combination that he often saw, especially at the defense table. He noticed how she sat, tall, almost regal. No doubt, some would say, defiant. He knew she was 26. He could see that she was slender, had collar-length, dark blonde hair, that she wore a blue suit and small gold earrings. He craned his neck until he could see that she was still wearing her wedding band. He made note of it. As he watched...